Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlined his plan to keep Australians safe, including $78 million for family and domestic violence services.
And that is a $60 million investment in emergency accommodation and $18 million of continued support for state and territory governments to keep women and children safe in their homes. We can't ask women and children to leave dangerous homes if they have no other place to go. And where it is safe, women and children survivors should be helped to remain in their homes and in their communities. You've got to be safe in your own home.
It was part of the National Press Club address, also focusing on border protection, organised crime and terrorism. Karen Willis is the Chief Executive of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She joins me now. Karen, thank you for your time.
No problems, Patricia.
Karen, was your sector consulted about the shape of today's funding announcement?
No.
Well, you've seen it now. Is the money targeted at the right places?
Any money to help us work with those who are experiencing domestic violence and sexual assault is always appreciated. It's sort of not enough is really the bottom line. The $18 million for the Safe at Home, we're assuming, because it's very light on detail at this stage and we're trying to find, you know, get a bit more information. But that $18 million we're assuming is the same as the Labor Party announced last year, and that will go to the states where there isn't currently a safe-at-home program. That's great. If people can stay safely in their own homes, that's much better than asking, after years of domestic violence, asking them to have to pack up and leave. At least they can get on with their lives and their children can stay at the same school and all that sort of stuff. So the Safe at Home program is a great program when it's safe to do so. $18 million over 3 years across a number of states probably isn't enough, but look, terrific. The $60 million over 3 years is probably a little bit of a splash in the bottom of a bucket. What we really need is at least another nought on that. I mean, how that works out, they're talking about 450 people a year will be accommodated for that. So that'll work out at about 14 nights accommodation, or if you're talking about, say, an adult and two kids, maybe 6 weeks. That's not really enough. That's a great start. They're talking about it being capital work, so it is about bricks and mortar. That's also a great start. But what we need to wrap around that is qualified, skilled professional workers who can provide legal assistance, financial assistance, trauma counselling, support to children, case management, safety planning, all of those sorts of things that are critical in getting someone from a dangerous situation to a life of health and well-being. And when I say dangerous, I'm not overemphasising that. We lose a woman a week to domestic violence. We know that the most common reason for women to be admitted to hospital aged between 25 and 45 is domestic violence. We know that our economy loses billions a year through people not being able to go to work the next day because the night before they were experiencing physical, sexual, psychological, emotional, social, etc. abuse and, you know, maybe can't walk well or just absolutely exhausted or for whatever reason can't go and do their job. So $60 million over 3 years, good start, but really we need another nought.
Well, the Prime Minister says this initial funding from the fourth and the final stage of the National Action Plan to reduce violence against women and children, the rest is due mid-year, right? What else is needed there?
Look, I think there's a $100 million in that. He's talked about extending the prevention funding, and that will be great. At the end of the day, what we do want to do is prevent violence against women so that we don't have to worry about the services. But we're not there yet, and what we need to do is, while we're working on the prevention, is also provide high-quality services to those who experience it. In rural and regional areas, it continues to be a challenge to not only find safe accommodation, but to also find those other services. Our organisation alone will speak to over 50,000 women this year who are looking at escaping domestic violence, and that's probably better be about 20,000 individuals and their children. Providing 450 people with, you know, up to 6 weeks accommodation, terrific, but that's really just scratching the surface. And so I suppose it's not just one thing. What we do need is a raft of services across the board that are regionally and locally targeted. What someone who's escaping domestic violence, who's living in Sydney and has a job and maybe has adult children, to someone who might be living in remote New South Wales with half a dozen young children and the farm is the family income. What we need for both of those people is going to be quite different, and we need to make sure that our services are flexible, are responsive, and ensure that at the end of the day, someone who's experienced an appalling crime can be supported with every ounce of our effort to get to a life of health and wellbeing.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Patricia.
Karen Willis is the Chief Executive of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia.